Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in to our boardroom chats. I hope you're having a wonderful time and a wonderful day.
We're all decorated for Christmas, yes, just for you.
Well, you more decorated than I
am. No, the room.
Oh, the room. Yeah, yeah.
Didn't you see the tree?
And I just saw it now. What a blessing of the Lord. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Sure. I want to ask you a question today.
Yeah. Oh, yes,
do you like limitations?
Okay. Of course not.
You know
not.
Why people hate diets? Limitations. Mm. I had a guy say this the other day because I believe in prosperity that I'm a heretic. I said, you know what you are? You're nothing but, you're so full of limitations. Actually, it's more than that. You're just full of it. You see what I'm saying? You don't understand anything about the God's word. You just think you do. Everybody's always trying to limit. Did I shock you when I said that? Everybody's always trying to limit people. When God said, I'll bless you in the city. I'll bless you in the field. I'll bless you going in. I'll bless you going out. Notice when God created in Genesis chapter 1 and God made and God blessed and God said and God blessed, there was no limitation. I want to talk about that today. Mm. You see, because let me tell you something. Right now, the holidays has come upon and people go, whoo, I just don't know how I'm going to do this. Let me tell you how you do it. Don't limit yourself. Now, don't do stupid things. Just don't limit yourself. Believe what the word says. And the word works, not some of the time, all the time, see? But there's always some minister somewhere who thinks they got some revelation on this thing. Well, now, you know, God said that, but, you know, you got to use some sense. See, and you know, when you only have sense, that's coin. you need some dollars, you know, or some euros, or francs, whatever you all use. I want you to go with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 78. And it's just one verse. Now, you got to understand the nation here. They see God smoking the mountain. When I mean the mountain smoking, I mean it just, they walk through the Red Sea. The girl would grow and the dress would grow with them. The shoes would never wear out. God gave them all kinds of meat and everything and took water out of rocks and all that. And you would think that they would say, El Shaddai, God more than enough. You know what? In Psalm 78, this is what they said. This is what God said about them. Psalm 78, verse 41. Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. Why would you limit? I see so many healing services. They'll say, do something you can't do. And, you know, you can't do it all. So just stick with the 30%. You know, no. Who wants to be 30% healed? I mean, by his stripes, you were healed. You know, all those lashes on the back, you want a half a lash or you want a whole lash? It's just really kind of silly, Kathy. The limitations that the body of Christ receives because ministers won't believe this. They preach their opinion. They preach their experience when they shouldn't do that at all. You preach the word of God. Now, I'm going to show you another scripture.
Wait, look, before you go
there. You want to read it?
I want to read it in the Passion Translation because it's even better.
Okay.
It says, again and again, they limited God, preventing him from blessing them.
I mean,
continually, they turned back from him and provoked the Holy One of Israel.
Yeah, it's just so sad, you know. It's sad when you can be here in this life. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Here, not when you get to heaven. My God, you can learn it here, and then you can be a teacher in heaven. Think about that. Mm-hmm. See, so I refuse limitation whatsoever at all, spiritually, physically, and financially. Now, get ready for persecution, because it's going to come at you, but so what? You see, all I do is do what this Bible says, but I want you to see this in the book of Psalms. Kathy, you want to go to it, you can. It's chapter 31, and I love verse 23, and it says in Psalms 31, verse 23, "Oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful."
Psalms 31?
It's Psalms 31, verses 23.
Oh, I thought you said 33, because it wasn't.
No, 31, verse 23. "Oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all that you hope in the Lord." What part of that you don't get? Why are people mad at me because I'm blessed? Why do you see, well, he's always so happy all the time. Why? Well, he preserveth the faithful. I don't mean to sound prideful or arrogant. I'm a faithful man to his word. I believe his word. I decree his word. I declare his word. I receive his word. You see, I love to give as much as I love to receive. In actuality, I love to give more than I receive. But I don't struggle with receiving, and I don't struggle with giving. I don't like limitation at all. None whatsoever. I find if Kathy, you start going looking around, buying some different things or whatever, you're not looking for limitation. You're looking for what you want. You know, and you know, when you understand that, see, not just what you need, but what you want. And I think this is a good subject to talk about during the holiday. Now, you shouldn't do stupid things, you know, charge stuff that you can't afford. But I'm going to tell you this much. If you decide you really want a big, powerful credit and you charge, let's say, up to your limit, don't get mad next month when it comes time to pay it. Feel as good about paying it as you did about giving it. What do you think of that? Yeah. See what I'm saying? I mean, because you wouldn't have been able to give it without doing it. So in other words, you go, oh, Lord, now the bills come in. Well, praise God, you were a blessing to someone. So pay your bills and do those things. Feel just as good about paying the bill as you do giving the gift. Now, don't do something silly. If it takes you all year to pay whatever you did on Christmas holidays, fine. Good. So instead of being discouraged and depressed and all that kind of stuff, say, boy, you know, I'm paying this bill today because you let me do what I wanted to do. And I wanted to do that, and I wanted to give my daughter, I wanted to give this, I wanted to do that. And I know I was stretching myself, but that's all right. That's okay. Because you know what? I just remember the wonderful look on their face when they receive their gift. Do you see what I'm trying to say? That's what I mean. And God will preserve you. You're faithful in paying your bills. You're faithful in being a blessing. Now, the Bible says, owe no man anything but to love him. That doesn't mean that, my God, that if you borrow money, you're going to hell. I didn't say that. The reason why I'm telling you is that it's good to believe it in before you have to owe it. I mean, you got to believe anyway. So believe that, Lord, I'm going to have this before I need it. I will have the finance before I need it. See, there's no limitation in that statement. You see what I'm saying? What do you think about that, Kathy?
I like that. I like, you know, because that's a lot of people, they limit God. You know, but Abraham had to be taught to not limit God. But then God gave him a visual. He said, I'm going to bring you to a land that, a prosperous land. I want to bless you. I want all the nations of the world to be blessed through you. He says, go out and look at the stars of the sky.
That's right.
He says, if you can count the stars, then you'll know the limitation.
Yeah.
But he couldn't count all those stars. It was innumerable. Same thing with the sand on the seashore. He couldn't count them all. He says, that was God's example about limitation. There is no limitation when you're looking at the Creator.
I finally took a little family vacation over the Thanksgiving holiday, and it was wonderful. And I made up my mind. I was me and Kathy and Jody and Meredith. My son-in-law couldn't because somebody had to watch the dogs and he had to do some things and stuff like that. And he understood that's what he wanted to do. Make a long story short, I had more fun because every time we sat down for dinner at different restaurants and things of that nature, I told Meredith and I told Jody and I told you, y'all get what you want. Now, me, I'm an appetizer person. Sometimes I order too many appetizers because I can't. All the time. Because I can't eat all the entree. But that's okay. Sometimes I just like appetizers.
He likes to just eat a bite.
Yeah, I like a little piece here and a little piece. That's why I like buffets. If I want to go back and get a little bit more of something special or whatever. But I enjoyed it. Well, we had a shopping day. At least I was with them that time they shopped. And I looked at my granddaughter and I said, go get what you want. You can have anything you want. You should have seen her eyes. She went, are you serious? Yeah. You see me blink? No, go. And she had the most wonderful time. And I mean, she just enjoyed herself. And it was a blessing. Now, you see, I'm her grandfather. How much more? I mean, I enjoyed seeing her being blessed. How much more does God Almighty enjoy us, his children, being blessed? But you're going to have a preacher come right behind and say, you know, that Jesse Planus or that Kenneth Copeland, or they'll name somebody. So, you know, those prosperity preachers. We're not prosperity preachers. We're Bible preachers. We don't put limits on nothing. I don't believe in a half a healing, three quarters of a healing. I believe in by his stripes you were healed. Not halfway or three quarters way, healed. And say it till you get it. Say it till you get it. Then when you get it, say it again. Look at this. And just proclaim the goodness and the graciousness of God. That's a pretty sad thing for God to say about Israel after all he did for them. Took them out of Israel. Watch it. They were broke as a junkyard dog slaves, and they left with the wealth of Egypt, gold everywhere you could think of. My God. And yet they want to limit God. First little trouble that comes along, oh, we shouldn't have left Egypt. We're going to miss our onions and our leeks and all that kind of craziness. No. You see, you know, when I started out, and I mean this sincerely, I've been preaching 48 years, and come January 2025, the first week of January, I'll be preaching 49 years. I've never had a financial deficit. You know why? Because I didn't limit God. Do you know how many churches, small churches, I've preached in churches of 12. 12. Yeah. One time I went to a meeting and the only one showed up was me and the pastor. So I preached to him and he preached to me. We had a great service. It was a blessing. Then we went out and grabbed a bite to eat. I'll never forget that. You know what I'm saying? And I told him, I'm going to take the whole church out tonight. It was just him, you know, just me and him. And I wasn't discouraged because he enjoyed what I said and I enjoyed what he said. Mm-hmm. And we had a wonderful time. People say, well, how do you make budget? Oh, God, here we go with the budget stuff. Yes, I have a budget. I believe you should have a good business mind. But budgets cost you something. Vision brings you something. So, my Lord, I didn't say, and I've had a lot of even ministers today. They say, my God, man, he has a multi-million-dollar-a-month ministry. I wish it was a million. Oh, I would shout if it was just a million, but it's way more than that. Okay, so watch this. And they say, well, how can he go to the size of that church? And he's flying a jet, and he never charges. Did you hear me? I don't charge churches when I come. I give them zero, zero, zero expenses. I pay for everything. I receive an offering, not to meet my expenses. That offering is for a project that God's telling me to do. And I've never had a financial deficit in all that time. You know why? Oh, he's got great faith. Well, thank you for saying that. I'll receive that. But you know what it is? I am serving an unlimited God. And he said in Ephesians 5, verse 1, be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children. So if he's unlimited, I'm unlimited. What do you think about that?
I love that. And the whole text, which you're talking about in Psalms, is talking about how they went through the wilderness, provided for them.
Oh, yeah.
But they wouldn't go into that promised land because when they sent the spies out, they were limiting God's vision. Because they were looking at what they saw, the giants were in the land, and they were fearful.
Yeah.
And the 10 spies that came back with a bad report, the Bible says it caused all the rest of the people, the multitudes that were there, to their hearts to melt.
Yeah.
That limited God. So this is why God is saying he could not. They limited the Holy One of Israel.
Read that Passion Translation again on Psalm 78, verse 41. That translation is better. The King James says, yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. But watch what the Passion Translation, Kathy just read it in a minute.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get that. That is
41, I think it was.
Yeah, verse 41 of Psalm 78. You got
wow,
it?
Wow, there's so much in here. The whole thing is so good.
I know, just read
so
the verse.
Okay, I want to start with 41. I'm just going to go one verse back.
I know what you're saying. You're actually preaching my message right here. Don't limit me.
Don't limit me.
Read.
Okay.
Let me read. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to read the verse before it. It's always important to read the verse before it and the verse after it when you're studying. It's so good. It says, verse 40 says, how many times they rebelled in their desert days, how they grieved him with their grumblings. Verse 41, again and again they limited God, preventing him from blessing them. Continually they turned back from him and provoked the Holy One of Israel. They forgot his great love, how he took them by his hand, and with redemption's kiss he delivered them from their enemies. Isn't that beautiful?
You know, we talked about this verse
about
100 board chats ago, maybe 200 board chats ago, or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, but not in this level. The Lord, when I was coming over, he said, I want you to talk about that because, you see, this is a time that you should not be limited.
That's so true.
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to say it in front of everybody, and I want an honest answer. Have you ever looked at something, and we were out shopping, and I said, now, Kathy, that's just too much. You just can't do that.
Yes, you have.
Where did I say that?
Well, for years you did it. You've changed midstream, but you did that in the beginning.
Oh, beginning of what?
Well, I mean, there were times we had the budget. We didn't have the money
Maybe
for it.
Something.
Well, I forgot it already.
See, that's what I mean, because it never happened. See, that's in your mind. What did I tell you?
I think it has.
Okay, what did I tell you? What did I tell you that you couldn't have?
I've just told you. I don't remember it.
I'm going to put the pressure on.
Well,
what did I tell you that you said you couldn't have?
Well, I don't remember right
now. That's right, because nothing ever happened like that. Now, you may have looked at a house that was $1 million. We didn't have $1 million. But you wasn't saying this, I just got to have that house. No, we all looked at it, but one day we'll have that house. But everything you've ever got, jewelry, everything, whatever you wanted, you got it. Now, sometimes we had to wait 6-8 months. We'd save our money and do it, but we got it. Come on. Tell them. Don't tell me.
I remember before you knew Jesus, and I remember when we didn't have it,
When we didn't have it. I'm saying that there's a lot of time we didn't. We all started out with nothing. The whole key is that when we went somewhere and you saw something you liked, we got it. I'll give you a prime example.
Okay.
Kathy wanted, we built a house called, when we first came to New Orleans. And anyway, you know how it is. It costs a lot of money to put furniture and all that kind of stuff. Well, watch this. She wanted drapes. Now, I never knew what drapes were. We called them curtains. You know, curtains are the cheap ones and drapes are the expensive ones. Now, watch this. She had a Rolex watch on that I had bought her, and I had a Rolex watch. And I looked at him, I said, let's sell these Rolex watches. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And we sold them, and we put those drapes in there. And God said, you know, you didn't have to sell them, but we didn't know because we were learning. I said, well, that's all. We paid for the drapes. And it wasn't, I don't know, after the drapes got in, maybe 2 months, maybe. And we both got Rolexes again. It was just a blessing. That's what I'm talking about, see? Yeah, there was times when we first started, we didn't have nothing. But I never told you can't have that because... that's just outrageous. I said, well, I may not be able to get this today, but one day we're going to get this.
Mm-hmm.
Now do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, I had to question you. You're making people think I'm lying, and I ain't lying. I know, because I remember figures, and I remember money. I always have. I've always remembered something about money. They'll tell me something, say, well, don't tell boss a figure, because he ain't forgetting it. Why? Because I work hard. And I have to do that, see? I refuse to be limited. I mean, there were some things I wanted at the time. I actually wanted, this is many, many years, I want nothing anymore. But I mean, and I didn't have it, I said, but I will. I didn't say, well, that's never gonna happen. See, that's a limited way of thinking. But my God supplies all. What you're looking at a man here, I believe all, A-L-L. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you all, having all sufficiency and all things, abound to every good work. I remember one time the devil told me I couldn't go to a church, Kathy, because my ministry was too big. I remember it as plain as I'm looking at you. You know, there's no way they can afford that. There's no way. And I told the devil, I didn't ask him to afford it. And why would I want to talk to you? Get under my feet. And I went to that church. And what I did not know, they had been saving a year, knew I was coming. I didn't know any of that. It was one of the biggest offerings I'd ever received in my ministry at that time. That's right. That devil, I mean, he was telling you just, and if you look at it in the natural, no. You look at it in that, no. But I didn't go by what I saw. I didn't go by what he said. I went by what God said. You go and bless those people with my holy word. And I did. You want to know where it was? Now this is, oh God. Oh, it's 40 years ago. Moss Bluff, Louisiana. Pastor Danny. What a bless. And they had saved the whole year. When I got, and listen, I hadn't preached yet. I was going to start Sunday night. And I walked in, and he said, here's your offering for the, I preached Sunday through Wednesday, 4 nights. Here's your, I said, my God, Pastor, then I hadn't even started yet. Oh, no, we've been believing. And let's want you to receive an offering every night, too. I was so shocked. Now, that's 40 years ago, and I hadn't forgot it. Why? Because I'm brilliant? No, it's because I refused to let Satan limit me. Watch this. The Pastor Danny refused to let Satan limit him. And they all called me a big preacher. And I wasn't a big preacher. I'm 5'7", you know. You know, tall and wide. I think both the same way, you know. But I tell you what, I never forgot it. It was such a blessing of the Lord. Well, I refused to limit God. And we had,
I believing God for a house. We were living in that little small 900 something.
Oh, you're talking about 104 Hager Street.
Yeah, we were just married about 5 or 6 years. We got mm-hmm. that house. And then after you got out of the music business and then you went into full-time ministry while we were in that house, I had the little daycare business where I watched 8 kids for a few years there in that house. And I remember believing God for another house, a bigger house, because I wanted a room where you could study, because you prepare your messages, because we only had 2 bedrooms. Of course, a bedroom for us, bedroom for Jody. At that time, Jody was only 5 or 6 years old.
And our end tables were what, Kathy?
The end tables were, long albums, when you made your albums, when you were singing. There were boxes covered with cloth. Yeah, it was not beautiful. But anyway, I remember drawing a plan for that house and things we were believing for.
For the next house.
For the next house that I was dreaming and believing for. I remember I drew a floor plan. I put it with the little magnets on that refrigerator that Mama had given us.
That was an old refrigerator.
That old refrigerator, when she gave it to me, it was a nasty mess.
Oh, that was but she
took me days to clean it. Yeah, I cleaned it several times before I...
They had worms in that old crazy thing.
Well, some kind of slugs, I think. It's so disgusting just to even think about it.
But listen, we started out lower than low.
Yeah, we had... we didn't put limitations on God, but we were growing and we were doing our own. You know, I remember a statement.
We were happy.
I remember, we're still happy.
Sure.
That didn't make us happy. But I remember a statement John Osteen used to say, and it's a wise statement for those who have dreams and visions you want to get somewhere. And you can't just spend what you have on the immediate. You have to have long-term goals. Sometimes you save for something that's important. You don't just spend. You have to be wise with your money.
Sure.
That's what you're talking about.
That's common sense.
And so I remember he would have them repeat, and it was so powerful the way I heard him say it. Repeat after me, he says, I don't have to have everything my little beady eyes see. And I thought that was so wise, because it teaches people to discipline themselves and have goals, because when you continue to sow, you are going to have a harvest, but you can't keep just spending indiscriminately without
just
having
doing
a plan.
Stupid things. Yeah.
And so you can dream about something and receive something. It may not be today. It may be later on. I remember believing for things that I said, I'm going to wait till I get the one I want, not just the one that I can afford right now. I'm going to save my money. We'll get something else better. So as we were wise with our spending. But I remember one that when I drew the house plans and I drew all the rooms, and I remember finding all the scriptures that I want. I've preached on this a couple of times, gave this illustration, things that I've written. But I remember writing scriptures down and saying, making a statement, even though I drew a floor plan that I wanted. I said, subject to change by the master builder.
Amen.
That gave God that removed all the limitations from
what I was believing for.
Instead of just a 3-bedroom I wanted a 2-car garage that was enclosed that I could come in with the groceries out of the rain, so I could go right to the kitchen with the groceries. So little things like that were important to me. A bathroom just for us, and then there was a bathroom in the hall that Jody was. I mean, it was nice details, but I didn't want to restrict God to the details. So I said, subject to change by the master builder. And boy, did he blow us away.
He gave us this
beautiful extra, what we call it, was a screened-in patio, which we weren't expecting. And it was really beautiful.
It was a nice
big size. I remember when your dad came to live with us.
They
had AstroTurf on it already.
That's right.
And so it was beautiful, though, and it was nice with ceiling fans. It was a nice place to go, especially when it rained. I like that.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
But I remember when your dad came to live with us after your mother passed away. That was his favorite spot in the house. Because we had that extra. Not only did we have that study came. It wasn't just a 3-bedroom, which is what I was believing for.
And I still had that desk.
It had a separate little desk, a study, you could have your study, and a 3rd bedroom. So it's not just 3 bedrooms. It was 3 bedrooms, this little tiny room that was off of the dining room, which I had a dining room,
which
was
nice. And I love the address. Number one,
North Gang Court. So it had a study plus a 3rd bedroom. So then when Jesse's mother passed away, his father was, we had a guest room. So when people came over, so Jesse's dad took that guest room, but he didn't stay in that guest room for very long. But he did love to go and sit out on that screening patio.
He loved to pray on that. Yeah.
Every morning I'd hear him praying on that patio. So God does these unlimited things for us if we let him and give him an opportunity to do that.
That's what I'm talking about. You see, and that's why I was pressuring you so hard. Yeah, there were some things you looked at, but you never beat me and tried to get me to go in debt over our head. But I mean, I said, we're going to get that. I remember they tell you, we can never get that. we can get all things through Christ who strengthens us.
We never fought against each other on purchases, and we always have an agreement that we had when we'd be shopping for something for the house, whether we were buying something. We always had to both love it. You know, if it was a piece of furniture, even if a small thing or big thing, we'd say, I'd either love it and he'd hate it, or he'd hate it and I'd love it. But so we didn't buy it till we both loved it.
Until we saw what we.
So that was our agreement. That's been working for us. Let me tell you this. Over the years.
She can be a little sneaky. I wanted a new television. Like, you know, at that time, really couldn't afford it. Way back when. I had given all my money away.
We couldn't afford it.
Oh, no. Couldn't afford it. But the reason we gave all our money, I made a lot of money as a young man, as the rock world. I gave all my money away because I thought you had to be poor. I didn't know nothing about the Bible, but I didn't know I was sowing seed.
I think we were still in that little apartment that my mother had before. This was before the little yellow house.
Oh, yeah.
And so what we had was a little small black and white TV, which I think we got in the wedding
somebody
gave us.
Chroma color.
We want a color TV.
Chroma color.
I know it sounds like we're really old.
That was in
the 70s.
So watch this. Kathy said there was a wonderful store in New Orleans. Everybody loved it. It was called D.H. Holmes. I mean, it was just nice. So Kathy said, and we used to like on a Saturday, we'd go to the mall.
This was in Houma, as I remember.
Yeah, but it's at the Houma.
You said New Orleans.
No, did I say New Orleans?
Yes, you did.
Okay, well, no, that was before.
But they had one in Orleans, too.
Yeah, you jumped back to the apartment at your
mama's
house.
Well, I didn't know what story you were telling.
Hang on, man. You got to be quick, mama. Stay with me. So watch this. I'm always dragging her. Come on. So watch this. She said, let's go to D.H. Holmes. She was slick. She knew what was at D.H. but I don't know nothing. So I'm just walking. She said, you know, we never been up on the second floor. Let's go up on that second floor.
I knew just
escalator.
I know what was at the top of the second floor.
Here we go. I'm about ready to get slammed that I don't know. And there, as you come off the escalator, there's this beautiful television, chroma color, on sale. She goes, my God, Jesse, look at that. That's got to be God. Did we buy the TV? Yes, we bought the TV. And because we had just enough to get it. And it was just such a blessing of the Lord. But she set me up for that, you know. And I'm glad you did. It was a blessing. Because she said, you know what? I guess you knew the sale price. I didn't. I didn't know anything about that. But Kathy knew what we had and all that kind of stuff. And I watched that. I don't know how long we kept that television. It was just such a blessing of the Lord. That's what I mean. I'm using these little things like as examples. I don't care what it is. Never mix faith and time, because time will become your enemy. Now, who don't want it yesterday? Everybody wants it yesterday. But that's all right. You know, that's not the issue. But it'll come. It will come. See, I believe in the hundredfold return. I'm going to say most ministers don't. But I see it as a choice. Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. Now, that tells me, I got a choice. Well, since I got a choice.
Why limit God?
Why limit God? Why limit me? See what I'm saying? Oh, you can't do that. But Jesus said, I could do all things through Christ. You see, every time somebody says, oh, you preach that prosperity. I hope you do this. If somebody tells you that prosperity is heresy, say, then you can't go to heaven. You just got flat go to hell. Just go to hell where all hell is. Because when you get to heaven, you're not going to find asphalt. You're not going to find concrete streets. You're going to find gold, silver, my God, diamond, beryl, jasper, onyx, ruby, pearly gates. This place is nice. Now, if that is all bad, why did God build a city called the New Jerusalem with that stuff? Come on, let the elevator go to the top. Or you that in Europe, let the lift go to the top. However you want to say it, see. I just refuse to be limited. That's it. It didn't make any difference. So when God began to tell me to believe for something and he always tells me to believe for something that I can't afford. Why? He don't put himself out of a job. He said, now, Jesse, give me a job.
Yeah.
So I said, Lord, you want me to do that? I give you that job. And my God, it just comes together. That's our theme for 2024. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No. Give me a job. Mm-hmm. Give me a job. And it's just that simple. But to have the God Almighty to say, why would you limit me? When all I want to do is be a blessing. Now, today, and I'm not bragging, we go to a jewelry store, use that for example. Kathy sees something. She actually gets spiritual with it. I might be over here on the other side. And she said, Jesse, that ring is talking to me. And I say, well, answer it. And guess what? She comes home with the ring. Now, then she wanted a necklace. I didn't know. But when I looked at her face, and I know when Kathy wants something, and she's got this wonderful statement, like as if I've never heard it, ever. And I said, would you like to have that? Do you want me to have it? You know, and I said, oh, that's what I live for. You see? And now watch this. The salesman is trying to delay her. Well, you know, Miss Kathy, Christmas is coming. I saw Kathy's eyebrow. You see, if one hits the top hairline, get out there. She's mad. Get out the store. You're going to die. That's a prophetic utterance. Listen to me. She looked at, she said, I don't want it for Christmas. The guy didn't know what to do. She says, I want it now. I said, that's fine with me because faith is in the now. Could she have had it for Christmas? Yes, it would have been nice. Wrap it, put it under the tree, blah, blah, isn't that? Nothing wrong with that. She didn't want it then. She wanted it now. When do you want your children to get born again? Then? Maybe? Or now? You know there's a promise in there? That you got the Bible? You got the promise down to 1,000 generations for your family? Good God. Why would you limit that? Yeah, but you don't know how bad my boy is. You don't know how good my God is. And I'm preaching too much here, you know, a little bit. I can't help it. But when you understand this, and I'm going to close with this, and when you understand what God says in verse 72 of Psalm 78, so he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands.
What verse is that?
That is verse 72 of Psalm 78.
The last verse.
The last verse.
Let me see what it says in the...
You want to read it in the Amplified?
I mean, in the Passion.
The Passion, read it again. I'm going to read while she's finding it in the King James. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. You want to read it now?
Well, it combines 71 and 72 in this version.
Okay, we'll read it then.
It says, God prepared David and took his gentle shepherd king and presented him before the people as one who would love and care for them with integrity, a pure heart, and the anointing to lead Israel, his holy inheritance. So it's a little different.
Verse 72. Did you
read
72?
Yeah, but see, they have one and two together.
Okay. So when you understand what I'm talking about, you have that in Amplified. Read that in Amplified before we go.
Amplified would be better.
Because, especially verse 72. It's just such a blessing. God wants to do so much. So let's let him, huh? And let these preachers that think they know something. And I don't mean to be critical here. I'm being truthful, man. When they say you can't, God just said you can. He said you can do all things through Christ. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Come on. Who are we going to believe here? Are we going to believe his word? Or are we going to believe someone's opinion on it? Can you read that verse?
The NLT says he can.
I want the Amplified.
Amplified, okay. It was
can you
better.
Do that? Just do it.
It's still referred to it as David. That's why I was going.
Well,
but
okay,
it's still referred. That's who it's talking about.
Just read
about.
Verse 72.
So David was their shepherd with an upright heart. He guided them by the discernment and skillfulness which controlled his hands.
That's my point, see? David was a man after God's own heart. Mm-hmm. Well, where do you think he got that from?
And he was...
From God.
Right.
That's what I'm saying, see? So listen, man, I hope you enjoyed this today. Kathy, would you like to read a...
Can
we have another minute of your time?
I just wanted to read at least one of these testimonies.
Yeah, read. These are testimonies. Read them.
Because it flows a lot with you.
Sure.
The unlimited theme that you're talking about here. Sandy, this was on YouTube, writes, I thank Jesus for Jesse and Kathy Duplantis. You are such a blessing, always overflowing with the never-ending word of God and salvation through your ministry.
Amen.
We received a miracle after giving what little we had when Jesse visited a church in Oregon. My husband got hired, was given a car to drive, and had $2,000 of debt erased, and he made $17,000 that first month. Glory, hallelujah. Love you, Jesus, and Jesse and Kathy.
The anointing of increase is on me, not because I'm special.
That's a great testimony.
Yeah, it's because I believe this word. Read some more.
Sonia from YouTube says, I listen to many preachers, but you, Jesse, are one of my favorites, and your boardroom chats are awesome. I just love you guys so much. Blessings from Iceland.
Iceland. I like Iceland.
And then, this other one from YouTube says, I love your program, and I always get something wonderful from it. I've learned from you that I don't have a giving problem. I have a receiving problem. I have received salvation, healing, and such, but I make it hard for things to get to me. I just need to learn how to receive. Thank you for everything. You really need to learn to not limit God. That's what this whole teaching's about.
You got two more, I think.
Two more. Kim from Facebook says, thank you, Jesse, for your messages of encouragement for us all. Best regards to you and Pastor Kathy. May the Lord bless and keep you.
And the last one?
And the last one here that we have for today is Aza from YouTube says, thank you, Brother Jesse. You are such a great blessing to the body of Christ. You always give me something to look forward to. I pray that one day I get to meet you while we're here on earth.
That sounds good to me. Praise the Lord. I would love to meet you. It's a blessing. I hope you enjoyed today. Now, I want you, as soon as you finish watching this, say to yourself, I am not going to be limited anymore.
Amen.
Now, if you tell that, some people are going, I don't get crazy with anything. But just smile at them. You know what I mean? They're not dumb. They're ignorant. It's a vast difference, you see. And God says, be not ignorant. People are not dumb. They're just ignorant of what he says.
Right.
See, they'd rather look at the circumstances or the different things of that nature.
There's no limit on the blessing of God.
No.
You know, Jesse, we all know that we've said this a few times before, years back maybe, when the children of Israel were in Egypt, they had not enough. And then they moved into that wilderness experience for that 40 years. Mm-hmm. They had just enough.
Yeah.
But God's plan was to move them over into the promised land, which was a land that was more than enough, a land without limitations, the land that had those big fat grapes on that the spies came and brought back.
Now, that wasn't an original thought. I heard some preachers say that many years ago.
We've heard it, and it's so true.
You know, I mean, I'm going to tell you if I originally thought of it, but it was so good and so gracious. And I've lived like that all these years. Mm-hmm. And I mean that sincerely. And can I just say something, and I'm giving God glory. It's so wonderful to go on a vacation, and I never take vacations, but we did it for Thanksgiving. That shocked me. I think you were shocked that I would actually do it, you know, because I just stay home, and not have to be concerned about finances. Nah. Had a wonderful time. If I wouldn't have spent a dollar, I still would have had a wonderful time. Now, I didn't buy myself anything. People say, why? Well, I didn't see anything I wanted. Got everything I can think of. I just enjoyed being a blessing. Jody told me that on our trip. She said, Dad, you enjoy giving more than anybody I've ever seen in my life. That's what you do. I said, well, thank you. You met that taxi cab driver. I think you're the one called him. What was his name?
Because we were trying to find a place to eat, and in our hotel, all the restaurants were full and booked up. We waited too late to make a plan, so I made an arrangement, and so I said, "Well, we need transportation to get there." So I think concierge helped me to get a taxi cab, and they sent me the name of it. The person's name was Joe.
Joe,
and so
nice guy.
Joe blessed us. He helped us.
He said this. He says it's gonna cost $30 to bring
go,
you,
and then $30 to come back.
So I said, okay, that's fine. There's four of us. So he took us to this one place and we had a nice dinner. I called Joe. No, when he dropped me off, I said, hey, Joe, I will call you. He said, call me. I'll come back and pick you up. Eat, take your time. I'll just come back and pick you up. Well, I gave him $100. He goes, oh, no, no. He said, well, that's for both trip. Both. No, he was going to say, let me give you some change. That it was supposed to cost $60, $30 to come back. I said, no, just keep it. No, I can't let you do that. I said, yes, you can. I said, I'll call you probably about an hour or so after we finish eating, and you come back and pick us up. I said, okay. So he did. Well, Kathy called, real nice guy, man. I mean, you're just really nice. Now I'm sitting in the front seat of the cab, you know, and Kathy and Jody and Mary in the back. Okay. When I get out, he said, man, he said, you enjoyed your meal? I said, oh, I really did. And the Lord said, bless him again. I said, okay. So here's $100. Oh, no, so you already done paid me, plus gave me a 60, 70, 80, 90. That's a $40 tip. I said, Joe, happy Thanksgiving. He didn't know what to say. And then one waiter the next day said, I gave him $100 tip. He said, I've never gotten nothing like that in my life. I said, well, today's a new day. And he did a good job. He was shocked. But you know what? I was more excited than he was. Why? Because I could do it. God let me do it. It was just such a blessing of the Lord. Don't limit God. Until next week, Jesse and Kathy saying, we'll see you. God bless you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.